do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Pleasant good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Stanya Davis here. Yes, this is, or I am she and she is me, and it's another Saturday morning or afternoon. That's how good it is. I don't even know if it's morning or afternoon. So today, of course, I like to hold your breath. What we're going to be talking about. But before we get there, I am on live. I'm live on Facebook. And let me tell you, boy, this is what I call determination. So, you know, I've been begging people to like my, begging people to like my Facebook page, the Stanya Davis page, because I wasn't able to go live on it unless I had like at least 100 followers. So last night, I was determined. Boy, if I could only put this determination in losing weight, I'll be straight, man. I was determined to get the persons to sign up so that I could have over 100 views so I can go live on Stanya Davis' page. That's why I was begging. Hello. So after begging even, like, I mean, everybody. I finally got people to sign up to do that. That's all good. But anyway, I am live on Stanya Davis' page. And also, you know, yesterday or last night while I was begging, of course, I'm thinking that y'all watched the fight too. Boy, that was one cut up night. Boy. Oh, that was a cut up. That's proof right there. Boy, listen. When you're a certain age, you better stay in your lane. Stay in your lane and leave these young people alone. I talking to all the cougars out there. And anyway, never mind. I just saying. All right. So, welcome to in studio today. I have Kosha Johnson, Kosha J, and I'm not going to go with, oh, Kosha was this and this, and she owned this, and then she was the leader and the CEO of this and all like that, because those things, they are there, so you feel as though, so you feel like the it feels as though the person, well, comfortable thinking that the person knows what they're talking about, believe it or not, but that don't really mean nothing. That ain't mean a thing. Because the people sometimes, to me, the people who got these 10 degree, they know nothing.
Ouch.
Seriously. And that's not me discrediting anyone, because I have a degree as well. But what I'm saying is that, you know, there's different roads to purpose. One part of it, of course, is going to college. But another part is also life. Life experiences, knowledge, wisdom from God, the divine, Buddha, whoever, whatever it is, the universe, Mother Nature, all that good stuff.
All right. About that.
Yes. So today in studio, once again, I have Kosha Johnson, Kosha J, and we're going to be talking about money. One of the facilitators for All I Want for Christmas Is Me program. And listen now. This is for women. Guys, so sorry. I was singing but letting y'all in, but this is all about the women. Because half of y'all, that's how we get. That's why we got to go to All I Want for Christmas.
Oh,
is
no.
Me. I just saying, man. I just saying. But oh, Kosha is one of the facilitators. And if you saw what I sent around all week long, you would notice as much as Stanley, like, run them out and talk and blah, blah, blah. I am not presenting. I am not facilitating. Yeah. I am not teaching. And I am not, because the women that I chose, they got it. The wise woman knows that she doesn't know everything.
I know that's right.
That's right.
I know that's right.
And so the women that I selected them for a reason. And the topics that they have, for a reason. Okay, who am I kidding? It's everything that I struggled with. That we all struggle with. Because I don't want people to say, oh, Stanley's a life coach and she need work done. We all need work done.
That's true.
Doing self-work isn't a one-time thing. Okay? Self-work, it's like a kitchen or it's like a house. Mm-hmm. You clean it up, you wash up your dishes, you sweep, you mop, you throw out the garbage, but you go out, you come in and you bring in dirt.
For sure.
Other people come into your house, they contaminate your house.
That's a fact.
Sometimes you just leave the window open, you ain't even do nothing. So doing the work is not a one-time thing. Doing the work is a process and it's lifelong. When you've achieved that level, then listen, it's probably time for you to just say bye-bye and go on to the next, to mm-hmm. the sweet bye and bye. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Lord, why do I don't leave me alone? Do I please leave me alone, please? Love you. All right. So let's just jump in. As I said, Kosha is one of the facilitators, and I'll tell you more about All I Want for Christmas Is Me in a little while. I want to just jump into it. So we're going to be talking about money, men, women, and money. Mm-hmm. This is not a men versus woman show or women versus men show. This is an information. This is your work. Mm-hmm. This is for you to have a better understanding, for you to have an aha moment, for you to see people, because sometimes we only see ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right.
So this show is just information. It's for us to learn so that we can get along better, so that we don't have all of these divorces, breakups, misunderstandings. So this I'm going to call it a session. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's about clarity.
I love that.
You like it?
I love that.
That it sound good, eh?
It sound good.
Gal, it sound good. Okay, Ms. Johnson, could you come closer to the mic? Because I know we can hear you, but
it's a little bit better.
Yes. So let's just jump right in. We're talking about men, women, and money. So first of all, is there a difference between the way that men and women see money and finances?
Yes, the truth of the matter is there definitely is a difference, and also the necessity for it is different as well. And I think also how society sees it.
Okay.
Is different. I think a lot of times when a man is driven and wants money, it's categorized a lot of times as that's what makes him a man, right? When he's financially stable.
Right.
Like that's the whole goal, to get the bag, as people would say.
Right.
And I think sometimes it's played down the bag, or that they should get the bag, or that getting the bag is a wrong thing.
For a woman.
Oftentimes, things that are thrown in that particular category is that if you want money, in whichever capacity that is, you may be a gold digger. If you start to talk about money too much as a woman, you're coined, whether that's you trying to get it from somebody or not, it's still coined as you're a gold digger or you want money. And I think money is just a language that everybody speaks and everybody likes. Mm. I don't know anybody, man or woman, that if we were to say, hey, come on down to the studio right now, we have $1 million for you, that won't come, right?
Wow. Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, honestly, I could be in the stinkiest mood ever. I mean, just terrible. And if somebody is bringing me money, or I've earned some money, or whatever it is, I listen instantaneously.
Yes.
Brittany could tell you, somebody had called while I was waiting to come on, and they said that they were signing up for the show. And I was like, yay, hey, that's what I'm talking about. So, boy, money answered everything.
It really does.
So how does money really drive a man or a male or whatever?
I think money drives people. But let's specifically talk about what happens when, idealistically, a man gets money.
Okay.
First of all, that becomes the sole focus. And I think this is something that women don't know. That when money becomes a man's sole focus, and then a woman comes into that man's life, what happens is she often gets neglected. Right?
And why do you say that?
Because the woman is warring with the thing that gives him fulfillment. Right? So money oftentimes makes men feel fulfilled.
Mm.
Right? I made a joke with a male friend of mine the other day, and I said, you know, a woman's goal often is all her life she's waiting for that moment that she could decompress and relax. Like, you, if a woman is hardworking and driven, she's like, I want to work hard. I want to work hard because I want to go on a beach in Fiji.
Right.
And lay down, and I don't want nobody to tell me what to do.
Right.
But if you give a man $1 million, right,
mm-hmm.
he will, and he doesn't have to work, or you give him however much money, where he never has to work again in life, you will find that in the middle of the day, he's outside tinkering with his car. He now needs to solve a problem that never existed.
Okay.
Right? And the reason for that is because men have to keep on moving to the next thing.
Hmm.
That's connected to the reason why money motivates them.
Okay.
Right? It gives them value. It makes them feel valuable.
Right.
Right? It also puts them in a position of authority and power.
Right.
And we know that oftentimes men, we call it the male ego, right?
Right.
But the male ego oftentimes is wrapped up in what? Dominance.
Mm-hmm.
The more money you have, the more dominant you have, the more power you have, the more things can go your way.
The more authority, yeah.
The more authority. So that's kind of built into the characteristics of a male,
mm-hmm.
right? And so that driving force is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, as I would have mentioned earlier, with a woman, the driving force oftentimes is the freedom to not do anything.
Yes, because I'll tell you this. Like, when you first started speaking,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, what does it mean for me to date or marry a man with money?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that came to my mind
mm-hmm.
was freedom.
Freedom, yes.
Yes, it was freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It was freedom. It was safety. It was. But the first word that I heard in my mind was freedom.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, so this is interesting. And This is going a little deep. Is this why we also, you know, when we talk about high value men,
mm-hmm.
usually we're talking about a man with money.
Usually. That doesn't.
Usually, it doesn't mean, right.
I just wanted to say that. I want mm-hmm. to put that there. That does not mean that he's high value.
Right.
But that's what we believe.
Is a high valued person.
Absolutely.
Someone who, a man who has money, who has achieved this financial stability and status, and he
yes.
has acquired things.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I remember a gentleman that I know, wonderful guy.
Mm-hmm.
He would be so depressed. He was so depressed during this time when he didn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
So was unemployed, you know, but happy-go-lucky, man. They ain't mm-hmm. even checking.
Right.
They yeah. straight.
They're right.
But I've noticed, like, that does something to a man. A
it
man.
Does.
I ain't talking about no males.
No, no, it's true.
I'm talking about a man.
It's so true. Uh-huh. It's so funny you should say that, because I also have a male friend. And about 3 weeks ago, he was saying the very same thing to me. He was saying to me that, guess what? If I didn't have this amount of money, I don't know where I would be. I don't
right.
know how I would function.
Right.
I really believe that I'd be in a state of depression.
So, okay, but where is this coming from? Is this, have mothers, fathers, whatever, society, like how is this now? I know that this is a bad thing,
because
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I sure enough want my fella to provide for me. Hello, child, please. But okay, but where is this coming from? Do you think we have, you know, we grew them up this way that okay, this is your value,
mm-hmm.
your ability to provide for you, and not that that's a bad thing,
right?
But the ability to provide for your family.
And others.
Yes.
I definitely think that we develop that mentality for sure. But you will also know the difference between a little boy and a little girl when growing up. There is an innate difference. Right? And if we don't train them.
Right.
There's something about a boy, and boy moms and boy dads out there, you know this to be the case. Little boys have so much more energy. They will be climbing, swimming, running, jumping,
right.
risking their life.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about that tenaciousness that is unsettling almost for parents when they're younger.
Right.
Whereas oftentimes, not all the time, because you do have some girls that are the same, but oftentimes the girl would be a little bit more reserved
mm-hmm.
or a little bit more afraid, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that same determining factor that innately is born in a little boy is what also drives them for the need for success.
So what happens to the man who is not able to achieve this?
Well, a few things happen. Oftentimes, either they end up in some level of depression,
mm-hmm.
right? And that looks different for different people. Sometimes people turn to the bottle. Sometimes people turn to drugs.
Right.
If you look at our society right now, and I hate to make it heavy, but we look at our society, a lot of our young guys are doing what? They're on the bottle or they're on some sort of drug, suppressant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why are they so depressed?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's because they're not, we say they're they're not tapping into the opportunities that lie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it like that because mm-hmm. I do believe opportunities are there.
Right.
Right. And so when that happens, now you have a bunch of pent up aggression.
Mm-hmm.
You have angry people out there
mm-hmm.
because now you have a lot of stealing. Why? Why are people, why specifically? Because whenever we catch a thief, it's oftentimes a male.
Right.
Right. I'm not saying that women don't stay sticky.
They're sticky bad, man. They get a good job too.
Yes.
They get all the good job. Anyway, go on, good.
Banks. Anyway.
That's right. Go on.
But oftentimes, why is it that they're stealing? If you find the root of it, they'll say, I'm getting it from my mom or my wife or my children. Or mm-hmm. sometimes it's just the need to feel like they deserve it. Where is this desire coming from? It's just built in.
Right.
You know, and so when it doesn't happen, we have a country of angry people,
mm-hmm.
right? And that anger now trickles down even in relationships, because I want to talk about that.
Okay, so I think that's very important for us to go, because we want to, you know, the aim of this, or as I called it, a session, is that, like, what does it look like? Because we could talk about these things, but I want persons to understand, like, what does it look like? Because you'll be in a relationship with someone, and mm-hmm. this goes both ways, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to figure out, like, what's going on. Mm-hmm. And not only are you trying to figure out what's going on, but sometimes you may be feeling as though it's all your fault.
Right.
And it's not.
Right.
So this is about helping you to understand yourself and understand others as well. So what does this now look like in a relationship?
It looks like this can go both ways, but oftentimes when he doesn't have enough money, you'll find that he finds a level of escape, right? Because money is what gives you freedom, as we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have any money, then you have a lot of idle time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know people are going to get on me for this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any successful male that I personally know, right? Mm-hmm. And I know quite a bit of very successful males and their millions and 100,000-aires. None of them, oh boy.
I'm waiting. Listen, I am waiting patiently. You say I got my finger on the chin here. I'm waiting.
None of them play video games. Yes. I said that.
Listen.
They don't play video games.
Kumbaya, my lord.
I'm so sorry.
Call me by
now, am I saying that video games are a bad thing?
Whitney laughing out there.
I'm really not. I'm just saying
Ms. Johnson, what you saying?
I'm just saying that they're so bright. They're so busy finding more ways to make money. They don't have that downtime associated with video games, because that's an escape.
Listen,
I'm just being honest with you,
Ms. Johnson. Let me put this. Let me give out this text number so these people could do you in. Hold on. The text line. 422-4796. 422-4796. If you are a thousandaire, millionaire,
right,
and you playing video games, my man, game you playing, you can give us a call. 323-6232. 323-6232-325-4316. That's 325-4316. If you playing video games,
oh boy.
Or if your boyfriend / husband, baby daddy,
oh boy.
Jump off, Anyway, if you know people who play video games, I just saying. Okay, let me get serious now. Okay. Yeah, let me stop with the shenanigans. Go on.
So, yeah, it is an indicator. It's an indicator that they're trying to get an escape into another world. Right.
Okay.
From reality. Now, we all have means of doing that.
Yes.
But I found that there is, And I'm not negating, because I know the people are going to text in and be like, what about the fact that people that play video games can make money? I'm not talking about those that play video games to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about them, because they make millions as well.
Right.
I'm talking about the ones that you went to your job, you came home, you can barely pay your bills, but you're on the video game.
So you're mashing people corn now. You
right? Not being honest. This is just an indicator. You asked me, What does this look like? Because the truth of the matter is, he's sad. He's on a video game. Either he's very close to the bottle or he's on a drug.
So what the answer is to this?
The answer is, I believe, educating and also finding other males.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing about it is, men don't like to listen to women. So you can tell a man all day long, come off the video game, come off the video game, let's do something productive, let's think about investments, as he's not listening to a woman.
Why not?
Because society has told them that that's called nagging. Society has told men that a woman's job is not to influence their trajectory. And that's how I would put it. The influence.
You said that's so nice.
Yes. She's supposed, that's what a helpmate, a.k.a., since this is a Christian nation, is. A helpmate is somebody that influences your trajectory. It means that there's a deficit in you that you're unable to achieve on your own.
So men don't like to listen or take advice from women. They see it as nagging.
They see it as nagging, absolutely. And so, and guess what? They will get angry with you. They will get angry with you and they will say, money is not everything. You're a gold digger. These are indications that there's a sore spot in this man, oftentimes, when you're getting that pushback like that. And mind you, women, I want to say this too, your delivery may be wrong.
Don't try backtrack. You know? Yet. Hold on. someone just messaged me. Hold on. They're ready for you. Hold on.
Go ahead.
I am successful, and yes, I eat in the night, though, but for very short periods of time.
Okay.
So you just say short periods of time. You're throwing a point.
Right. It's not consuming your daily because you don't have enough time to go for hours long on a video game, especially if you're married, especially if you have a wife. Like, when do you have time to do this? He said late at night. Everybody's asleep then.
And, you know, something else that I want to touch on, too. I've noticed, too, like, you know, the hardworking man.
Yeah.
We say that we want this man with the money. We say that we want this person to be a hardworking. We want him to be a provider.
Right.
And, of course, yes, as women, we do want to spend time with our mates. But a lot of times we complain.
Yes.
We complain and we get upset when our men are working and providing.
Absolutely. No, it's true. It's true. It's like we want this dichotomy that does actually it exists, but not in the category that the women are in. And
right.
That's a totally different discussion.
Man, touch that a little bit.
Oh, boy. The truth of the matter is, man, like as women, we can be a little delusional, right? Like, seriously, we can be a little delusional. And so what happens is we may have a guy that is a 9-to-5-er, right? And he's really working as hard as he can, bring in the bacon. But you also want him to be able to take you on all the romantic trips. You want him to be able to spend time with you and the children separately. You want that. But at that particular price point that you're in, that doesn't exist there. And then you're upset with him because he's not expanding, but you did accept this. So sometimes we have a problem as women with waiting for the thing that we say we want because we're lying to ourselves that we're going to get it from a particular person or we're going to push them into it. And they just end up hating us.
Okay, so how do you think money drives women? I mean, although I guess we have touched on it a little bit.
Well, I could tell you this, and this is you can call this a hot topic. Women are more respectful, right, to men that have more money. Women listen to men that have more money. Are you ready?
No lies told. Go on.
Women will become submissive all on their
just
own
like that.
Without you having to tell them what to do and when to do it. She's giving you a roll call because you have money. Now, I know somebody's going to say that's called a gold digger. Well, do you want her to dig for gold or dig for coal? Which one?
Listen.
And is it so bad wanting gold?
That's why, you know, when I hear men talk about, okay, yeah, go half-half. And this and that and all those stuff, right? And you know what?
You just got half of your submission reduced.
Yes. And you know that, I guess, you know, women are wired too. It's not a good thing. But I know definitely, women are not. That's why, you know, when they say, child don't move in with no woman, child.
Don't move in with women.
I'm telling you. But this is, you are correct. Women are far more submissive to men who pay the bills.
Yes.
Who are, you know, who are financially stable.
Absolutely.
Tell us, behave theirself.
There's, well, right.
Wait, hold on. We just behave ourselves.
Hey.
Yes, sir? Listen.
And no, sir. How can I get that for you, sir?
They are serving.
It's true. And you don't have, and this is the thing that men, I want to say men are so angry about because they're like, women are just not submissive anymore, right? And that's actually not true. It's just that society is not built, even in the animal kingdom. I want to break it down as far back as I can. In the animal kingdom, like say for like example, a lioness or such, she reduces herself based on the fact that the lion is the protector of the whole fleet.
Right.
Right? But why? She also only gives herself to the strongest. In the ape kingdom, she goes and she bows to the strongest after he's already won. So all women want the winner. And in the human world, the winner is the person that has... And so that's
powerful.
That's just the truth.
Listen, if y'all want to be part of this conversation, text me, 422-4796. That's 422-4796. You can share your thoughts as well, because that's a heavy one now, guys. You know, y'all like to say that women are not submissive, but I agree. And I don't want to, you know, I don't like to generalize, but very, very few women want to do it totally on their own. Give a 5 cents.
No, that's the truth.
I don't give a 5 cents how independent, quote unquote, she independent because she had to.
Right.
She does not.
It's true. She does not want to be independent.
Listen, and it feels so good. I just love male energy. I mean, you know,
it's beautiful.
Oh my God, listen.
It's beautiful. And it's necessary.
Let me say, listen, the call in lines, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Yes. So we're talking, of course, about money, women, men, all of and everything in between. This is good. This is some good stuff. Okay.
Yes, I have a point. So I want to go back to the fact you were asking me about how does that affect a woman's brain. I don't want to just stick to the fact of submission because that's a part of it, absolutely.
Right.
But also, women need money. I had a friend of mine that always say, every time want something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you realize that she always want something, right? You move from her, you go to another woman, she also wants something. At some point, you have to realize that this is also built into her DNA.
Right.
To want.
Just as, right? I think it was Miles Monroe who said, men need sex.
Yes. Men need sex. Women need money.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put those two things together, now you have a symbiotic relationship that is feeding what the other person needs. Because sometimes you may be giving the person what they want, but if the need is in a deficit, we have a problem here. For sure. You can give wants all the time, but people go back to what they need.
Right.
They will seek it.
And I'm going to say this. I say it's me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's everybody else but me.
Right.
Women cheat for money.
That's true. Absolutely. That's true. Because I'm so happy you said that because oftentimes whenever people talk about women cheating, they say because she's in love. No.
She's in love with that money.
I literally said this to somebody maybe about 4 weeks ago. I said women like or need money so much that a woman will become a prostitute.
That's
true. Like, let's really
do business. You guys, listen.
And let me show you. She will justify the prostitution. I want to say this. Here's it. Let's say there's a guy. Oh, boy. I hope I don't ruin anybody's relationship. There's a guy. He's unable to pay the mortgage, right? The people are
Johnson,
to take the house.
Miss Johnson. Miss Johnson. See, let me close down this laptop. Listen, Miss Johnson.
The people are about to take the house, right? Let me show you what a woman will do. I'll tell you. And I'm talking about the good, quiet women.
The
church going woman.
That's right.
I'm talking about the ones that pray too, right? What they will do, yeah, sure, they will pray. And they will go in their circuit and they will ask everybody in their circuit first. Yeah, sure, let's give them a little blight. But let's say it gets down to the wire. Children got to eat, right? And the husband or the boyfriend is not doing sufficient. And all of a sudden, this may have happened to you, sir. All of a sudden, she found the money.
Kumbaya, my Lord.
She just found it.
Kumbaya.
She's going to say her friend gave it to her.
Kumbaya,
women, don't get me, please. I'm just explaining the fact that there's a necessity. There's a necessity for the woman to survive. She's gonna do what's necessary. And I'm sorry.
I say kumbaya, my Lord. Listen. Miss Johnson.
Hi. I'm just you, saying.
You done, out 85% of the woman's them.
Well, hopefully they...
Typically your bed and she tell you her friend, give her that? Mm-mm, yeah, so.
Yeah,
it's her friend.
It's her friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and guess what? That's why I said it's a justification, because she's going to say, I'm trying to, guess what? Keep my family together. I'm keeping the roof over our heads.
Yes.
So it's not even that she's in the mindset that she is being dirty. And mind you, she may feel dirty for doing it.
Right.
This isn't something she's proud about.
But she'll do it for her
children.
She
will do it for her children.
Yes, she will. Would.
She absolutely will. A lot of people, they don't understand that need. The need, it's called survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so it may not be pleasant, but it also is true.
Listen, let's hurry back. Zoom past this little topic here.
Yeah.
Brittany, see if you can mute Miss Johnson, Mikey. Okay, we can go to a commercial. Let's go to a commercial, cause that one little sticky now. You out in the sisters now. You switching sides here.
Somebody, I don't have sides.
We'll be right back after on the next side of the commercial break.
Your way.
Double shot decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian paper every day beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple. It turns out that there's more than one special gift to give that special someone this Christmas. Consumers are searching for the perfect presents and the right prices, so what better way than to place your products or services in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide? This year's Christmas shoppers will be sure to find that special something for everyone on their list. For an all-inclusive price, you can have your ads published twice in December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide, in addition to 10, 15, and 30-second commercials, and not to mention a web ad on the Nassau Guardian's website. Advertising deadline is November 29th, remember. For more information, contact your sales agents or call the Nassau Guardian Advertising Department at 302-2300. That's 302-2300 and ask about our Holiday Gift Guide Media Bundle. You won't want to miss this opportunity. Ring in those holiday profits by placing an ad in the Nassau Guardian Holiday Gift Guide.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into a plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Make your house a home. Stop by the furniture store that's giving you more.
With appliances, furniture, and repairs,
whatever you want, we got it all.
From its furniture, from its furniture,
we give it you. We make it worthwhile.
We make it worthwhile.
Quality, comfort, and style.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, and I just want to say good afternoon to the Honorable Derek Dames, who's listening on Facebook Live. Thank you for tuning in. All right, so we are back here with Kosha Johnson, and we are talking about men, women, and money. Boy, I think I won't skip across this little woman piece. Because you mashing cons. Okay, once again, guys, if you want to be a part of the conversation, if you have a comment, please text me at 422-4796. And telephone lines, 323-6232, 325-4316. Or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. So we were talking about the need that women have for money and the fact that she will do anything, even participate in
things she should not.
Things that she should not be participating in. And we were talking about that. I mean, yeah, women scheme too, or they step out for love or whatever, but the biggest thing I could tell you all right now
is money. Yeah, and nobody's talking about that.
Right.
I think actually this is not just a now thing. Our great 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 grannies stayed in the relationships with their husbands that were cheating. Why? Why'd they do it? Money.
Yeah.
I just said that.
Because they could not provide. They were not provide for themselves and their families.
So
yeah.
They stayed for what? Money.
Money. And. Like, what's the oldest profession?
Man, hold on.
I'm just saying.
I'm not touching it.
I'm just saying.
So.
In the words of Vibes Cartel.
Oh, boy.
Exchange ain't no robbery. Go on.
So then for men have depression as it relates to money, and women have desperation.
Oh, wow. So, okay. So that need for women to have money. So.
Yeah.
Where's that coming from? She's afraid of what? What is she afraid of?
Stability has always been a need for a little girl.
Right.
Right? Protection.
Safety, yeah.
Safety. You know, oftentimes, and it's a necessity.
Right.
Because the more safe a woman feels, the better she blossoms.
Right.
And that's just the truth. Because without that, then you're, guess what? Now you're tapping into what's called her masculine energy. Because women have ego and masculine energies as well.
Right.
But it's just, it's lower the more she doesn't have to go on fight or flight.
Right.
So when she's in a situation where she has to find this and find that and she has to make ends meet, she's going to be more aggressive. She's going to be more violent in her speaking in relationships.
Right.
She's going to be more defiant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because she's fighting.
And okay, and let's go back just a little bit. You know, you had mentioned that, you know, our grandmothers and great grandmothers would have stayed with in these relationships because of the lack of money.
Yeah.
And the thing about it, for a woman, it gives women the when she does have money, that autonomy to make good decisions too, because now she's not in that survival mode.
Correct.
So she can.
She becomes less emotional. That's the truth.
Yes.
The truth is she becomes less, the more money, it makes her less emotional. Not that she doesn't have emotions.
Right.
Because I want to clarify that.
But is it's less emotion because is it now she's tapping into that masculine energy too?
I believe that, and yes, she is tapping into the masculine energy, but it's balanced.
Right.
Right? Because a lot of feminine energy is just throwing emotions where you can, right?
Right.
But when you now, because when you have money, you also have to be responsible.
Right.
That automatically taps you into what? We said men are supposed to be what? Providers, protectors, which means that they need to be responsible.
Right.
So when now she has money, she has to be responsible. So yeah, absolutely. There's some masculine energy there, but it can be balanced off. Now, on the negative, when women have a lot of money or more money than the man, that never looks good. Because even if she tries, and there are women, I know, there are women that actually try this, and they're going to say, oh, yes, I could be respectful to my man even though I make more money.
Mm-mm.
I find that there's something in the relationship that's broken.
Or you know how it also manifests itself?
Mm-hmm.
Like I've seen with some of my clients, I've seen the men now retaliate by dating women. Nothing like this.
Mm-hmm.
But who society would say less than their wife or the person that they're with?
Yes. That's true.
So it's almost, so they now retaliate. And, you know, I don't know if it's to maybe stroke the ego.
Yes.
Or what it is exactly, but now they now in turn are seeing other people, and these other people are quote unquote, for lack of a better word.
People think maybe.
Yes,
what
people would, yes. So, and I'm being very sensitive, or I'm taking my time saying it because they're not less than.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're not less than.
You know, everybody has a story, and I truly believe that.
Yeah.
You know, and so. Money to me, money is simply a language, and it is an exchange.
Well, let me ask you this though.
Go ahead.
How do you think men view women who have money?
I think that we're now in an environment where it's split, because back in the day, or I would say, what do they call them? The boomers. Right. Boomers that see women with money they're not really that interested. A boomer isn't interested in his woman having money.
Right.
In fact, sometimes they prefer her not to.
Right.
Oftentimes. But all the millennials and the Gen Zs and those, they're trickling down, and they're saying, oh, I want a woman who's going to bring the bag to the table. Right? However.
Oh, my generation.
Generation X, yeah.
Yeah. They're split.
Yes, it's a split now.
Yeah. Yeah,
also what's happening in the relationships. It's now split. The mm-hmm. energies are also split, right? And so sometimes a man will beat down a woman. He doesn't mm-hmm. even mean to. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean physical beat down. I'm talking about emotional and verbal beat down.
Right?
To get you to the place of submission
mm-hmm.
because he requires it. That's a requirement.
So that he can feel
the
ego.
Yes.
The ego once again.
Yes. This is it just goes back to the auto set. Even in non-heterosexual relationships,
mm-hmm.
we have a masculine and a feminine energy.
Right.
You don't ever see two masculine energies together.
Right. Even if
they look masculine.
Yes, you are correct.
Somebody has a feminine energy in there.
Right.
And extremely feminine at that.
Okay, we have a comment. Okay, someone text. Thank you for texting in. And if you want to text in, you can also text at 422-4796. Don't worry, I'm messaging y'all back. Y'all just go ahead and do your thing, check. Anyhow, it says many women work and have the money to afford their lifestyle.
Yes.
But they refuse to pay or buy anything for themselves.
Yes.
They prefer to prostitute themselves of life. Nobody questions how so many women can afford to pay for these expensive condos they are living in. Ask them how.
I think that's a good question. I want
to ask them how much compromising they do to pay for it.
But you're calling him texter.
He's correct.
You're correct. And
correct.
Not only that, here's the thing. It goes back to, I want to just correct one thing though, because each woman has a specific status in terms of what she wants for her life.
Right.
So because the texter said, you know, she's able to take care of all of her bills, et cetera, et cetera. But that may not be the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if that's not the lifestyle that's ideal for her, then that level takes her into survival mode. I have a friend and she's really, really good at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And a job offered her $5,000 and she nearly had a fit. She literally lost her bonkers.
Right.
Now, if I offer another woman $5,000 a month, they would be elated. This woman was near to tears, guys. She was near to tears on the $5,000 job. She couldn't take it.
Because that would not make her feel good about herself.
Right. So what did it do? It caused her to go into what? Desperation. It made her feel like she's now in survival mode when somebody else is only making $2,000 or $1,000 a month. And so I want to put that there because there are different, and it's okay. I want to put this over the airways. It's okay that you have different status for what you want for your life.
Right.
You don't discuss in relationships, man and women. It's okay.
No, The money thing is a very touchy thing. You know, we were talking on the break about, you know, and people say this all the time that, you know, one of the reasons for divorce is because of money. But we don't talk about it prior to. Like, I have met men who, like someone who comes to mind, and I remember him sharing that, you know, his wife had all of these bills that he didn't know that she had. Mm. And, you know, and I think it was, they were living in another country. So, you know, mm-hmm. and in those countries, you better try to go. I mean, you could pay the bills here, but, you know, in some countries, you better pay that right away. And so it kind of, it drove them apart.
Yeah.
But we don't, you know, when we go and do the premarital counseling, we don't talk about, okay, how good are you with money? Like, who should be dealing with the money? Exactly. Should I deal with the money? Should you deal with the money? Are we, okay, we have this joint bank account. Are you going to have your own bank account?
Right.
How much do you want to spend each month, each week? Like, you know, we don't have those conversations.
And what is actually acceptable or ideal?
Right.
Because that's another question. Because oftentimes when you have an ideal that is higher than your mate.
Exactly.
It's a problem.
Or sometimes, you know, in the beginning in the relationship, you know, men talk about how the woman looked this way and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other at the beginning of the relationship, men were, they were spending this money. They were doing all these things, but then they couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted to attract the person. They liked the person.
For
but long term, it just wasn't realistic.
Yeah, it wasn't sustainable.
Exactly. And so now the woman now has a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have, you know, we talk about for better or for worse, but like what kind of better and what kind of worse? What does that what does that worse look like? Worse could look like an illness, but it could also look like being broke.
Yeah.
Losing a job.
Absolutely.
And how are you going to now deal with that? So we don't talk about these things.
Yeah.
And it definitely can drive a person or two people who loved each other.
Yes.
Apart.
Absolutely. For sure. Because money is also a relationship.
Yes.
It absolutely
is. Yes. And of course, I mean, you know, last week we were talking about love languages.
Mm.
And and you know, gifts,
mm-hmm.
money.
Yep.
You know, it's a love language too.
Yep. It certainly is.
You know, and I know we're bouncing all over the place, but it, you know, it's something for everyone.
Yeah.
It's something for everyone. And talking about the money and men, I just want to touch a little bit on this. And I was having a conversation. I always have a conversation. Just tell it to stand your mind. People be telling me their business.
That's right.
Okay, I just ask. But then, the words of my daughter.
Nosey.
Yeah, I know. The words of my daughter. Mommy, only you want to ask people all their business. Okay. But a gentleman was sharing that he was unable to, I think, maybe pick up his daughter or do something. And so I was like, oh, that's not good. You have to make sure, you know, you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, no, but I, you know, I'm working and I want to make sure she has this. And mm-hmm. he's a great dad, super dad, you mm-hmm. know, he's providing. But at the same time, too, money isn't everything.
For sure.
Yeah. Do we have a call on the line? I saw someone called. Oh, okay. Yeah. So just wanted to kind of touch on that with men and money, because sometimes, you know, men will provide.
Yeah, but they're finances. Absent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because something else, and I think you and I spoke about this before, mm-hmm. Kosha, money kind of lets you off the hook too.
It does. It does. And then also, this is going back to the kind of ideal mate that you need.
Right.
Right? Because if you're looking for somebody who's going to go to the soccer games and the basketball games and the this and the that, then there's something that you're going to give up.
Right.
Because it requires sacrifice.
Child, y'all, listen, stay tuned to my page so I can tell you about that conversation with sacrifice. Go on, girl, finish it.
Mm-hmm. So,
we got a couple minutes, too.
So I think that my whole message today, basically, is that money is a necessity for both parties. Having that conversation and knowing how it affects the other party, right? So if you have a wife or you have a girlfriend and you're not providing or you can't provide, conversation in a manner that you understand that this is also still a necessity. Whether you can or you can't, it's still a necessity for her. It doesn't change that's how she's built.
Yeah.
And vice versa for a man, it doesn't change that a man is going to always keep trying to go for the next big thing. That's how he's built. That's what he's doing.
Okay, so what's your thoughts or your final thought on the man as it pertains to the woman?
Mm-hmm.
What should she understand and see? And what should the man as well? Because we're working together. We're not working against each other. We're working together.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we need each other.
Absolutely. I think that women have to be more realistic,
right,
as it relates to men's drive for money. Because when you do have a male that drives for money, and know that even when you say a man doesn't have the drive for money, he does. Something just squashed him, but he does.
Right.
It didn't go away. Right. And so when you see that, it's important to encourage it. And it's also important to get the message delivered that he is enough.
Right. And also to value him for other things as well, and not just him as this money machine. Yeah. So, and because sometimes the time may come when he may not be able to provide, and to understand that as well.
That's what I meant when I said to let him know that he's enough.
Yeah.
Like himself is enough.
Men need love too, you know.
Oh, they need it. They absolutely need it.
They... Teletestania is sponsored, let me tell y'all, by SAJ Cleaning. Now, what I love about them, child, they don't only come clean your house. Child, they just pick up your laundry, wash it, dry it, fold it up, and then take it right back to you. Now, you know you can't beat that, buddy. So give them a call, 821-1076. That's 821-1076. This is a janitorial service that they offer, but it's also a service that they offer in terms of coming and picking up your clothes. Man, I like that. I like SAJ. Okay, somebody. Also, today is sponsored by Kara Dance Academy. Brittany, what are you doing? Okay, she's trying to tell me something. Kara Dance Academy. Now, listen, I took my child there. I took my nieces there and my grandniece there. I love Kara Dance Academy. They take people from our little itsy bitsies from 15 months straight on up to 99 years old. And I'm going to be there on Monday at 4 p.m. So I want you to log on to my or like my page. I'm still begging for people to like my page. But I will be there so that you can see what the studio is like and what it is that they offer. I trust these people. On a serious note, I don't even need to I don't even have to look down at my phone to talk about Kara. That's how much trust that I have in it, because I took my family there. So also today is sponsored by me, Eve's Journey Life Coaching Institute. We have All I Want for Christmas Is Me. Message me, give me a call, 451-6767. That's 451-6767 if you want to be a part of the program. Miss Kosha Johnson is going to be talking about, I can't remember your topic exactly, but it's definitely talking about your mindset, your relationship with money, your attitude, and how it all goes together, and how you are not getting the money because of your attitude and those beliefs that you may have. So if you enjoyed this conversation, she's definitely a part of the lineup. We have Simone Bowe, we have Cherry Lee Pinder, we have Dr. Gia, we got Sharique Dill, we got Heather, we have everyone. So if you want to do the work and get yourself together, weekly sessions, give us a call or give me a call or message me, 451-6767. There's a fee. It's not a big old fee. It's just a little fee. So you could get your beep together. All I Want for Christmas Is Me. Stanley Davis, and I am out of here. Tune in online, Facebook. I'll be at Kara Studios on Monday, 4 p.m. If you got children and you know you want, drop them off. Right to Kara. I gone.